Well, this is National FFA Week, and we're going to spend a little bit of time talking with some folks involved in FFA and some of the area schools here locally. Today, we've got some Griswold FFA members in with us this morning, a brother and sister team here today. Riley Smith and Claire Smith join us here on our program this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Oh, good. Just in concert right there. Didn't know it was band practice on that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about FFA. Riley, how long have you been involved in FFA?
I've been involved in FFA since the second half of my eighth grade year. We have this ag CSI program that they do. So I guess it's like 4.5, I guess, would be the technical whatever. But officially, I think it's just 4 years.
Sure. Why'd you get involved?
It was just pretty natural. Grown up on a farm, and Dad was in FFA, and it was a natural way to go in it. Really enjoy agriculture, so it just felt right.
But you weren't forced into it. Just because your dad did it, didn't put any pressure on you to have to do it?
No, I'm sure he's pleased that we did decide to do FFA. But no, I just really wanted to do it. It seemed like something I'd enjoy.
Yeah, you bet. Claire, what about you? How long have you been in FFA?
Well, I also started in eighth grade. I did Ag Impact, which is the other contest that eighth graders can do. And so I guess this is my third year in high school, and then I also did that.
Sure. So. Did you feel like you had to, or was it all your decision?
Well, I mean, it was pretty heavily encouraged that I also joined because Riley was in it. So it was kind of a given that I also joined, but I'm really glad that I did. I like it a lot.
See, I wasn't going to throw Mom and Dad under the bus there. I was going to ask if Riley pressured you into it. But it's kind of nice because it's not like some of the other coursework that you have, correct?
Right.
You guys don't you have a little bit more flexibility, Claire, with FFA than maybe you do in some of the other classes?
Yeah, especially like with our SAEs and stuff, it's completely up to us what we want to do for our projects and how we want to expand on those. So it's really up to us kind of what we want to do. Of course, Mr. Blair is always there to guide us, you know, and to help us, but a lot of freedom in it, which I like.
Yeah, and he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that all the time.
Yes,
he's awesome.
He is.
he says that more than others, but I guess we have to agree.
You know, I don't think I've ever met an FFA instructor that their students don't say is awesome. It must be something about the programming and the freedom and the ability to just kind of be creative and mm-hmm. stuff and maybe get a little bit different relationship with the students than you can in just a stuffy old class where you just don't get to have a lot of fun and it's more book work and stuff. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, definitely. It certainly helps that Mr. Blair is a fun advisor and he really likes to relate with us on that kind of stuff. But FFA in general just encourages that kind of thing. Because there are so many opportunities within it, even the contest, you know, Mr. Blair always pushes us to try a contest, see about, you know, something new that you'd want to try, you know, speaking contest, parliamentary procedure. Mm-hmm. There's these scrapbooks for officers that they do. So there's so many different ways that you can find something you're passionate about, even if it's not agriculture, you know, you can find speaking or anything like that.
What's the best thing you've been able to do, Riley, through FFA that you wouldn't have been able to do otherwise?
I would say the experience of just trying new things with it. I was not involved in radio anything before FFA, and Mr. Blair had convinced me to do that after I tried it in speech. So I did that, and, well, brought me here, I guess.
Yeah, here he sits.
Yeah, and then just the opportunity to lead as well, since FFA is student run.
Sure.
Just being able to have that experience of leading a team, just kind of with a group of other people that are like-minded and they have the same goals as you.
Absolutely. Claire, what about you? What's the best thing you've been able to do through FFA that you might not have been able to do otherwise?
Honestly, I think it would have to be my SAE. I have a flower and vegetable garden, which is something that I never saw myself doing, but I've actually really enjoyed doing that. So
gave you an opportunity to learn something about yourself.
Definitely, yes.
Very good. Do you get to do any traveling at all, Claire? Have you done any conferences and things?
Oh, yes. Riley and I both have been to National Convention for 2 years, which is in Louisville. Or no, we go to Louisville. It's in, last year it was in Indianapolis.
Well, the first time, yeah. The first time
it was in Louisville.
Yeah.
But we have, we get all seven of us in a van, and we have a long road trip, which creates some pretty good memories. So But we also go to state convention, as I mentioned, national convention, and then like officers, we go on an officer camp out. So we have a lot of bonding time together.
Oh, I'm sure. Are you both officers?
Yes.
Yep.
What office do you hold, Riley?
I'm the president.
Okay. And Claire?
I am the reporter.
Reporter. So you have to tell everybody what he does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. It's just kind of like real life, isn't it? Well, talk a little bit about the experiences of going to conventions. Why is that an important experience for you to be able to do those types of things, Riley?
There's so many opportunities at convention, whether it's meeting new people. There's also kind of even like a career college fair there. There's FFA band and chorus. There's so many things you can do there, and you learn a lot of things there, too, from the speakers and everything and the officers that are giving their retiring addresses. Talking to the colleges really helps you get your plans in mind, and it's just a positive experience always just to be able to go there and be there with people who are like-minded and have the same passion as you.
It's an opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunities that you're presented. Claire, when you go to, like, say, national convention, now, the easy thing would be just to kind of stay in your own little clique, your own little group, and not expand much. But do you get a chance to meet some other students from other places?
Yes, especially there's a career fair that goes on through the entire national convention. And so there's a lot of time that you can go around. They have programs, and in the back you can get signatures actually from people from different states, so that's kind of a icebreaker for meeting people. You try to get as many people from different states as you can. And then of course during we normally sit together during the sessions. But you also can talk to people then, especially if you get an award or something, talk to people that are also doing that.
So do you have some people in your contact list and your cell phone that maybe you've met through this that you would never have met otherwise?
I mean, yeah, I follow some people like on Instagram that I've met during national convention. So
okay, I'm old, so Instagram means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it does provide you with a lot of opportunities to be able to do different things like that. And even though you have advisors, like Mr. Blair, for example, isn't it true that FFA is still largely student-run?
Yeah, especially like during meetings, this is when it really shows. It is entirely the officer team that keeps the meeting going. President starts it off, and everybody's through there. And the advisor, it is in his, I don't know how to say it, kind of his opening statement that we do with our opening ceremony. It is in there that he is there to advise us from time to time as the need arises, which means he's not telling us what we need to do, but he does give us maybe a little push in the right direction if we need to, but we are the ones that take the initiative, and we are the ones that we do things as a chapter.
Do you feel sometimes, Claire, like maybe you guys even set the agenda with regard to coursework and things too? You don't have much say in curriculum usually in schools, but with FFA, do you kind of have a say in that?
Definitely, especially the ag course that I'm taking this year is horticulture. So we have a lot of say in, we have a new greenhouse this year. So he kind of lets us decide, like, what time we need to plant things. Of course, he has a general idea, but he lets us kind of take charge of what we need to do in there. So.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Claire, do you feel like FFA has given you the opportunity to maybe use some of what you've learned further on, once you're done with FFA here at the high school level? Do you feel like both personally and professionally you'll have things that you will take with you to be able to use down the road that kind of help to form who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially through like the CDEs that we do. I did Creed speaking as a freshman, which was huge for me because I've never done like public speaking like that before. So that really helped me improve my speaking skills, and through meeting other people, I've just gained good communication skills that I'm going to need. So, yeah, there's a lot that...
Awesome. What about you, Riley? Do you feel like FFA has helped to form who you are?
Definitely. I wasn't sure what career path I was going to take. In the beginning of high school, I think at first I thought I was going to be like an architect or something. But then as I explored more things in FFA, I did Creed speaking like Claire did, and really enjoyed the speaking aspect of that. So then I tried more contests, tried ag broadcasting, and got to hear, and then finally found out, I really like doing that kind of stuff. And it's it's really helped mold me to find out what I want to do, and is really I've been able to adopt a lot of a kind of life values from it and shape myself.
Excellent. That speaks volumes for the programming that you can get and the opportunities you get through FFA. Mm-hmm. Look at that. We spent 10 minutes talking about FFA, and we never once mentioned the county fair.
Yeah.
So many people think that's all it's about,
yeah.
And we didn't even talk about it. And yeah. We're not going to either other than that, yep. Because folks can come out and see what the what happens at county fair and some of the opportunities that present themselves once mm-hmm. you get to that point, too. So a lot of fun. So you would encourage young people to get involved or at least take a good hard look at FFA, even if they don't come from the farm.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things in FFA that they don't require you need to be out on a farm at all. You know, everyone thinks it's showing steers and raising corn, but there's so many other things that you can do to really put yourself out there that why not give it a shot?
Sure. You want to give him a sales pitch, Claire? What would you tell young people to why should they get involved in FFA?
I mean, he pretty much wrapped it up, but there's so many new things that you can try that you can't do in other organizations. So, I mean, if you're looking for something new and exciting, then FFA is definitely what you need to do.
Very good. Good sales pitch. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it, Claire, Riley.
Yeah,
very much. Appreciate it. And good luck here this year with the rest of the year. It's running away fast here.
Yeah, sure is.